Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A lot of sound bites making fun of me. Lot of sound bites. Rightfully so. Billy Guerin is here, the president of hockey operations, general manager for the club. They begin their season tonight in St. Louis. Are you in St. Louis right now?
I am in St. Louis. Yeah. Yes.
Where does that rank among the cities you want to visit in the National Hockey League?
I don't know. Middle of the road, I guess.
Dave, I think that
I played for the Blues too.
And I know you did.
Yeah, we enjoyed living here. You know, we had a great house and a great neighborhood. It was just quick, you know. But no, it was a good experience playing here.
Do you still have any friends from your time in St. Louis?
Well, they're mostly from the team. I was here for such a short amount of time. That they're still mainly just from the team.
Will Jonas Brodin play tonight?
I am going to keep that to myself.
Well, if I say...
What do you think?
Well, I think no, because from the reports from the folks I follow who cover your club, who are at the morning or noonish skate, he was not participating with the regular pairings. So then I would assume if he didn't participate with one of the top three pairings, as great as he is, as you reminded us our last visit a couple weeks ago, how sometimes he comes back after being out for a month or two and he has one practice and he plays great, I'm guessing he's not playing tonight and maybe is available Saturday. What are your thoughts on that analysis from me?
I think you're right on the first part.
Okay. So he's close, in other words.
Yeah, he's close, but he's not there yet.
So you now have a couple guys out for extended periods of time. We talked about Zuccarello last time, now Sturm. And we've talked a lot over the last few years when you've had a lot of injuries. Is there any part of you that looks at this and says, wait a second, here we go again? Are we going to have another year with key guys out?
Well, You definitely don't like it, you know. There are times where you're just like, you know, what the hell's going on? But, you know, then I look around the league and there are a lot of other players who are out or injured or banged up already, and it's just something we have to deal with. And I think I look at this as a tremendous opportunity. An opportunity for our younger players to make a statement, to take advantage of, you know, guys that are out and prove that they can be here. And to me, that would be great. I just want to see them do that. Like I said before, don't just dip your toe in, jump right in. and make a splash, like do something to tell us that you're all in, that you're going to help us win.
Okay, let's stay with that because there are many, many successful players who, when they join the league, especially if they're not from North America, who didn't play right away but then had great careers. But there were a lot of people who were very hopeful that Yurov could jump in right away and play opening night. Was he dipping the toe in the water, not jumping all in? Why isn't he in the lineup tonight?
No, and he will make his way into the lineup. I think right now for opening night, there are guys like Ogren, like Height, who have more experience in North American hockey, in this brand of hockey that we play. And, you know, I think not that Danilo couldn't play tonight. He could very well play tonight. But I think just the fact that those guys have a little bit more experience in this brand of hockey, that's kind of what the deciding factor was.
Okay, talk about Ogren and what you want to see more out of him. And I know the lines, it's John's final call, but you have conversations with him a lot about this. You certainly don't during the games. So far, it appears that, you know, one of your veterans, one of your core guys, Marcus Foligno, is going to be on with Eriksson Ek and Tarasenko. How much consideration did Ogren get for that spot, and was some of that based on how he played in the preseason games?
Well, we need to see a little bit more from him. Listen, there are roles on the team. There are things that we need certain players to do. Look, if Ogie's not scoring, then he needs to be more physical. He needs to get to the net front quicker. He needs to be more disruptive. There are things in his game that he needs to realize that he needs to do if he's not scoring. Like, if you're not scoring, you have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know what? These guys are young. Like, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, this generation. And he's one of these kids that's so dedicated to off ice. He's so dedicated to, the gym and eating right and living right and stuff, that sometimes they you know, you forget to just be a hockey player too. Go out and play the game. Like, you know, Wayne Gretzky always said, never scored a goal from the weight room. and there's some truth to that. Like, you can be in the best shape ever. You can, you know, lift more, run faster, jump higher, all that stuff. But you need to just, sometimes it's best if these guys take a step back and just play the game. Like, that might just sound too simple, but it's true.
Okay, so how do you balance that? Because, you know, this is pervasive in all of modern day sports, where they not only have the coaches and trainers from the team, but they have their personal work. They're doing different things. They take like 2 weeks off when the season ends, and they're back in it. Do you share some of your own experiences with that? And how did you handle, when you were a young player, a touted young player, how did you handle the pressure early in your career?
It's hard. It's hard because you know what's expected of you. You know what you expect of yourself. It's hard. And I think I honestly think, like, with the mental health side of it, the mental side of the game, you really do need people in your life that you can talk to and they can help you through it. I always had my wife, you know, and she's the most amazing sounding board I ever had in my life, and voice of reason, because you want to snap, but you need people to talk to. You need to have that out. And then, you know what? You also need to see where you are in your career. You asked about me.
Mm-hmm.
I was a high pick in the first round. I went to college for a couple of years. I came out of college. I was drafted to a very good team.
Yep.
We had guys like John McClain, Stefan Richet, Claude Lemieux, Randy McKay, all right-hand shot guys, all right wings. Where was my position? My position first year was on the fourth line, and then the next 5 years I was on the third line, playing for Jacques Lemaire. You know what? I wasn't on the first power play. I might have been on the second power play sometimes, but my role was create energy, be physical, you know, chip in some goals here and there and fight the odd time. Like, that wasn't my dream role, but it kept me in the league and it kept me on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I started scoring more goals and yep. I started figuring out. So do what you have to do to stay in the league. And that's, you know what, like some of the younger players don't have very good survival skills because they've always been told you're this, you're a top six, you're a starting goalie, you're a top pairing defenseman. Well, this is a very good league, and there's a million guys like that in this league. And it's very hard to score your way in. So if you're not scoring your way in, what else are you going to do? And you got to figure that out. But it's, you know what, like in my day, though, you had to figure that out on your own.
Yeah.
You know, now we have like development guys. We have,
right.
you know, a million more coaches. We,
mm-hmm.
you know, the communication's more, what's the word I'm looking for? There is communication.
Constant.
Between
it never ends.
There's, yeah. The head coach will spend time with the players, yeah. not just go to the next guy.
Do you think there's too much sometimes?
I think there's too much sometimes, but then you have to actually like kind of, I guess push the bird out of the nest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then see what they do, and then eventually, they either do it or they don't.
Let me jump in on that. Really good points from Billy. Bill Guerin is with us. He'll be with us all throughout the season. Let's come back, continue to discuss. The Wild begin their year tonight in St. Louis, where Bill Guerin is at. Back with Bill in moments. I want to talk Stretch Lab. Hey, stretching is helpful, including, I guarantee you, when the Wild start tonight, they will put in an extended amount of time of stretching before they go on the ice for the pre-skate and then even afterwards. Okay, that's one thing for a pro athlete. How about for the rest of us, whether you're 20, you're 40, you're 60, you're 80, it matters a great deal to us, that elasticity in your body. We can't just sit around that much, even if we're at work or we're at home or we're enjoying a dinner. We got to get up and move our body. And yes, we should do plenty of that at home, but let me give you a place where they're phenomenal at it, Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. Dozen plus locations in the metro area, whether it's out to the east by Dave and Woodbury, back towards me and Plymouth, towards Jason and Maple Grove. Great locations. They'll go in, evaluate you. You'll talk about what you need. Get that first 50-minute session. You'll feel better the first time. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Right back with Billy Guerin. Okay, we had this debate a number of times last year when at times it could be Rossi, Boldy, and Kirill, or maybe Joel Eriksson-Ek was in that spot. and the debate that you and John face on, do you load up and have one line that everybody says, wow, that line could play with any team in the league? Or do you risk that you're putting, you know, potentially your three most talented offensive players, and obviously Krill's one, Boldy's two, and maybe Rossi's three, do you put so much of your firepower on one line that when you're on the road, you don't have enough balance? What do you want to say about that conversation that comes up a lot?
Yeah, I think balance is important. You know, I think, you know, one of the things that John's really good at is in-game adjustments. So we can always start one way, and if we're in certain situations, he can go to another set of line combinations. But you really do need to try to have a balanced attack, because you don't want to get in a situation where you have, you know, one or two lines loaded up and then the other two or three lines just kind of, you know, killing time. Like, we want to be strong defensively, but an offensive threat on every shift and the ability to score on every shift. So, that's actually like the goal, to have, you know, four balanced lines like that.
Since we talked the day Kirill signed his enormous deal, 8 years, $17 million per, some of the big names have also signed. You know, McDavid did 2 years, 12 and a half. Eichel did 8 years, I think it was 13 and a half. That's quite a bit less than Kirill. Did those contracts surprise you in any way?
No, they didn't. You know, Connor's Connor. He's going to do what he feels is right. I'm sure Edmonton would have loved an 8-year deal, but he's doing what he feels he needs to do. I have a feeling Jack wanted to stay in Vegas, and they all make their decisions for different reasons. You know, but I'm not surprised. And you know, I've been asked the question a ton, why is Kirill so much more? Well, you know, that's the way it worked out. And I'll tell you this, Kirill is extremely important to our team, the entire organization, the business of the Wild, the fan base, and the entire state of hockey. Like, it's so, yeah, we're paying him a little bit more than those guys, but the alternative, and you know, going through this, you weigh the pros and cons, you know, all the pros with him and the cons without him. There are just so many pros to everything's better with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, we are paying him a little bit more than those guys right now. I think in time that will kind of level out, and you know, the cap continues to grow, so that's a good thing for us. And I think the most important thing is that Kirill chose to stay here because, you know, he could have got the money anywhere, but he chooses to stay in Minnesota because he believes in what we're doing as a team. He loves the organization. He loves playing, you know, at Grand Casino Arena and in front of our fans. And he loves living in Minnesota.
Nice plug. So, nice plug of the arena, too.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty good. I'll probably get a couple tokens out of that, or chips, I guess you call them, not tokens.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, that to me, the choice that he made to stay with us, knowing that he would get the money anywhere, that's the big thing to me. And same thing with Gus. Gus could have hit the free market. I know he knows, his agent knows, the world knows. You know, the goalie market's not great right now, and he could have gotten more money somewhere else. But he's chosen Minnesota. He's chosen to stay here, play here, because of what we're doing, because he likes living here, his family likes it. All those things, that's what I think is important.
Last couple minutes with Billy Guerin. Wild start tonight in St. Louis. Okay, you mentioned Gus. Gus obviously has been very good. Do you envision Wahlstedt playing about the same number of games that Fleury played last year? And then on Wahlstedt, obviously a couple years ago, about every service I saw ranked him as the best young prospect in goalie throughout the league, and then his numbers have not been very good in Iowa the last couple of years. So games, and what convinces you most when he wasn't, maybe the numbers weren't what you and everybody else wanted, that he can now make the jump to St. Paul and play at a better level?
I think the numbers, when you look at numbers from the American League and compare them to the NHL, I think it can be very deceiving. Look, the American League is the second best league in the world, but it is a primarily now a development league for the NHL. It's where we draw, you know, put all your young players that are learning how to be pros. The systematically, defensively, it's a little more helter skelter down there. There are more grade A chances. There are more breakdowns. When you get to the NHL, it's just the best league in the world. You have guys that do their own job, guys that know how to defend better, teams that play better systematically, offensively and defensively. So I think that can reflect in, you know, better goalie numbers, especially defensively. But, you know, for Wally, I also think some consistency in his life is going to help him. And I think all of the kind of ups and downs that he's been through over the last couple of years are going to help him in the long run, because he's created like some resiliency in his life. He'd never faced adversity. He had never been through times like that. And that's, I mean, we know in any walk of life, adversity makes you stronger. So as for number of games, I don't even remember how many games Flower played last year, but you know, I would say Wally's probably, you know, he's probably in and around that 30 area. But we'll see.
Your highest touted young prospect is Zeev Bouyun. And he got a taste last year, and now he's going to start off playing with your captain. Where is he better? And I know things might change when Brodin comes back relatively soon. Do you have any concern that that's two very talented players, and obviously Spurgeon, a veteran, accomplished player, but two guys who are small and both playing together?
No, I'm not concerned. You know what? They're not the biggest guys, but they're extremely smart. And I'll take that any day. You can be as big as you want, but if you stink, that doesn't do us any good. So they're both highly intelligent players. And Spurge, you know, he just makes everybody better. You know, we had him for a long stretch last year with Declan Chisholm. And, you know, Declan's a good, young, talented guy. Was not in the lineup every night. But, you know, when we paired him with Spurge, somehow they were a very good pair. And that's just the type of player Jared Spurgeon is. And I think to have him, you know what, they go out for a shift, something goes wrong. You know, maybe Zeev is a little down or frustrated. That's where they go back to the bench, and Jared's like, hey, don't worry about it. This is what we can do better, or this is what we can do next shift out there. You know, just those moments alone will help him along. And, yeah, that's just what Spurge does.
Is chili better than any soup on the planet?
Chili's not a soup.
I know that. Is chili better than any soup on the planet?
My wife's chili is better than any soup on the planet.
Jeez. Are you in the doghouse? I mean, honestly.
No, I'm not.
Dave, it seems like you're in trouble. Dave, what do you think?
No, today I'm not. Usually I am.
So it's preventative.
I am.
It's getting ahead.
I'm late. Like, this is, I absolutely will be in the near future.
Yeah.
For something. I might not even know why.
Yeah.
But I will be there. But no, her chili is awesome. I love
beans,
chicken, wild rice soup.
I mean, who is first of all, he's sucking up to his wife. Now he's sucking up to all Minnesotans with chicken, wild rice.
Good.
You're one of us now, aren't you?
You know what? When I used to come in to play the Wild as a player, I used to always, we'd stay at the St. Paul.
Yep.
I used to always, because they have great chicken wild rice soup. I used to always ask our team services guy to have a little thing of it at our pregame meal, and I would eat a couple bowls of that.
Should your wife take like 8 friends to Josefina tonight? Buy just a couple expensive bottles of wine? You know, just to say, hey, I know I'm not around. I want you to go out with 7 of your closest pals.
No, she'll probably just sit at home and just be wicked sad because I'm not around.
Okay.
And just see, now I'm in the doghouse.
Okay.
Now I'm in the doghouse. It changes quick.
And of course, the Bostonian view there, too. Wicked sad.
Yeah.
All right.
She's really upset today that I'm not at home.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
I'm told that anytime you drive away, she just looks out the window and is like, what am I going to do?
Sad.
Yeah, it's like sad. One of those commercials. It's really sad. She's gazing out the window. It's probably raining.
When will Billy come back?
Cold. Yeah. She's literally like finally like bon voyage.
Exactly. Don't you have to scout somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. Now the dog can sleep on my half of the bed, which she prefers.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, you don't mind the guest bedroom, too. It's good to get some rest in there. All right, man. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk often throughout the year.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, buddy.
Bill Guerin, from Some Fun with Billy to a very serious topic, cancer. Where are we making progress? Where are we struggling? Let's talk the C word that affects all of us way, way too often. Back in moments.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.